Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. It's another time to be in the presence of the Lord. First and foremost, we have to acknowledge our Father, our King, our Maker, the one who has made today possible, the one who has made our living, our breathing, and our existing possible. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for a brand new day. Father, accept our thanks. In Jesus' name, amen. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep revelations of God. The Lord gets to speak to us and we get to listen. We get to unburden. We get a lot of our questions answered on this platform. So if you are here and you have a lot weighing on you, I want to assure you that this is just the right place to be. If you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to grab your pens, your journals, and your Bibles. Let's get into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 22nd day in the month of November 2024. It's a beautiful Friday, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, Discover is Purpose. Discover is purpose. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 28 of our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 28 of our manual, Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Acts chapter 27 to chapter 28. Acts chapter 27 to chapter 28. Our memory verse today is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, which says, For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11, which says, For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Our Bible reading today is taken from Proverbs chapter 19, from verse 20 to 21. Proverbs chapter 19, from verse 20 to 21. From verse 20 it says, Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, Before God called me into full-time ministry, my dream was to become the youngest vice chancellor in Africa. I thought I had a great dream, and so I pursued it with everything that I had. What I did not think of was, after becoming the youngest vice chancellor in Africa, what next? I thought I had my tomorrow all figured out, but the truth is, I was short-sighted. I thank God that He came in to give me the real hope for my tomorrow. It is good to be ambitious, but believe me, any ambition that negates the will of God will only cause more trouble than good. The book of Isaiah chapter 45 verse 9 says, "Woe unto him that striveth with his maker, let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth it, What makest thou, or thy work? He had no hands." The manual continues to read, "Beloved, you are God's workmanship," like we say in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. Do not try to go in a different direction from the will of God if you do not want to go astray. The clay that argues with its potter will end up broken. The only way to achieve genuine success in life is to go on the path that your Creator made for you. You should find out God's purpose for your life and walk in it. You may ask, how do I discover the purpose of God for my life? If a product does not understand its purpose, it can get in by staying close to its manufacturer. As it spends time with its manufacturer, it will begin to notice what the manufacturer uses it for and realize its purpose. God is your creator. Spend quality time with Him daily. As you do this, He will begin to give you specific instructions and use you for certain tasks. These instructions and tasks will tell you clearly that what His purpose for your life is. Peter taught that his purpose was to be a fisherman. He went about fishing so diligently that he worked all night, even when there was no catch. However, when he came in contact with Jesus, he told him, "Follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men." As he followed Jesus, he fulfilled God's purpose for his life. Beloved, stay close to God, and He will reveal His purpose for you here on earth. Make up your mind to obey His instruction, and you will indeed fulfill your destiny. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, "Father, please help me to stay close to you so that I can fulfill my destiny in Jesus' name. Father, please help me to stay close to you so that I can fulfill my destiny in Jesus' name." Amen. I want you to pray this prayer with all your heart. And if you are listening to me this morning and you are yet to surrender your life to Christ, you are still at the junction of decisions and you're thinking, if this is the right thing to do, I want to assure you that this is the right step to take. You need to decide in your heart that this is the way you want to go. And if you're here and you've decided that you want to know the will of God for your life, you want to have a relationship with God, here is an opportunity to do so. I want you to bow your head and say after me, "Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I come to your redeeming grace. I ask that you forgive me of my sins. I ask that you cleanse me of all my unrighteousness. I ask that you take me as yours. I open my heart to you today. Come into my life and make my heart your habitation. Thank you, Father, for answering. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen." If you pray this prayer and you want to go move further in your relationship with God, this is just the first step. Another thing you need to do is to join a Bible believing church close to you and fellowship with them. How can you locate any one of this? You can join us if you're in the UK. You can join us at Praise Palace Northampton. And if you need help locating any church close to you or you can fellowship in, you can reach out to us on our Instagram handle, PraisePalaceRadio_UK. PraisePalaceRadio_UK, and we'll be happy to direct you to any church close to you. Thanks for staying tuned. But we do hope you join us next time. But before you tune out, I'd like to encourage you to share this message with somebody that you know might need this message. And how do you do that? You do that by simply visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to share. Listen to or download. The link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. 7 a.m. GMT is the time. You can listen to us on the go. Our mobile app is also available for download on Play Store and Apple Store. Praise Palace Radio. This gives you access to all our entertaining shows throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned to hear my voice again. Until we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.